Now, coming up very shortly, we will have Joni Narita joining me in the studio. She is launching a new EP entitled Beginnings. We're going to listen to a song from that just now, and then Joni will be here for a chat. The track we're going to listen to is one of the songs off the EP. It's entitled If You Read the Signs, and Joni will be at the Guelph Black Heritage Society week today. That's on Essex Street in Guelph. That's Saturday, March the 29th at 8 p.m. for a show of R&B and jazz, probably a little bit of pop in there as well. It promises to be a great show. Looking very much forward to talking to her today. But we're going to start off with a little bit of Joni Narita with her quintet and If You Read the Signs. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That is Joni Narita from the new EP Beginnings, and the song we just listened to is If You Read the Signs. Well, we're reading the signs on this show just now because Joni is with us in the studio. It's great to have you join us.
Thank you. Yeah. Long time to see.
Yeah, you must be excited with a new EP out.
Oh, yes. It is always good times when you can release new songs into the world. Yep. I feel like a mother.
What I thought we should do at the start is, as we've already played a song from the EP, I'm going to focus on the EP first, and then we'll talk about some of the other things you do, because you are very busy and you have a very broad range of musical interests, which is great. But let's talk a little bit about the EP itself. You've called it Beginnings. Mm-hmm. There are three tracks on it. The first one we listened to was If You Read the Signs. We're going to cue up another one in a few moments. When you decided to call it Beginnings, though, what were you thinking about?
Well, It was the beginning of recording in a different way for me, that being live off the floor with everyone at the same time, which I've never had the experience of doing. So no overdubbing and sort of taking a really long time to complete. We went to a nice fancy studio in Toronto called Studio A with a great engineer,
Studio A, which is also a great studio.
Oh, gosh, that's Kitchener. Jesus. Yeah. We went to bed a little too late. Sorry. Mike Smith at Phase One Studios in Toronto. They just were amazing, and we had rehearsed the tunes well, so we could just play them through and pick the best of the bunch sort of thing. Whereas normally there's, especially with indie, you know, you can't necessarily afford to do that all the time. So there's a lot of overdubbing at home or going to your friend's house and doing that little bit there and a little bit at someone else's house. But this was all sort of done in one shot, mixed and mastered in a very short time. So beginnings that way. And also beginnings the first time that I've recorded with my quintet that I've been playing with for a few years. So
tell us a little bit about the quintet. I mean, they are really more focused on the jazz side of what you do, or how does that work?
At first, that's true. Yeah, we definitely started in a jazz setting, and we were doing mostly standards, not even my original music at first. I had another band for that. But as we've gone along, I've introduced some of my jazzier tunes and written some songs specifically for the quintet, and it's just sort of amalgamated into this sound that is a little jazz and a little soul. You know, it's great, actually.
Well, and that's one of the things, because you have this broad musical interest, and specifically for this show that's coming up next week. I mean, it's going to have some jazz
in
it,
but
some R&B and pop. Yeah. Tell us a bit about if you read the signs, because when I listen to that, that's almost a musical number in that as well.
And yeah, very sort of nostalgic and musical, but more like an older musical.
Yeah,
kind of
that
thing,
well, I, that was sure. You know, because you have been doing quite a lot of work with the Glee Club type of sound recently, and I kind of wondered what made you move off in this direction, because it is very, you know, to me it's very 40s.
Totally,
musical style.
Totally. Well, I mean, I listen to a lot of jazz. I love a lot of jazz. And I had been listening to Jill Barber. This was maybe about a year ago now. And she's got, like, it's just so dreamy, and the orchestrations underneath are gorgeous. And I was like, oh, I should write a song like that. That's really cool, because I've never written a waltz in my life. So I just sat down and thought, okay, well, today I'm going to write one. And that was it. But yeah, it was inspired by Jill Barber's latest album. It's really pretty.
But on the EP, you have like three styles we're going to listen
sure
to.
Sure do.
Which I'm curious, is this sort of like part of the beginnings as well?
Yeah.
Like trying to explore a little bit where you're going to go next?
Definitely. And to let people know that I consider myself an artist and a songwriter, regardless of like specific genre. You know what I mean? It's probably going to be a little bit jazzy, and it's probably going to be soulful, but it's not going to be one facet of anything. You know, with my music, you're not going to usually get that. So I wanted to just sort of put that out there. Like, here are all the little things that I do. You know, I'm a lover of music, and I just can't write in one specific vein all the time, because I love and listen to so many things. I'm influenced by so many things, and it comes out.
So how does that fit for a show? I mean, when you do a show.
Well, you know, on Saturday, next Saturday, we're not going to do Blueberry Tea, because that's like a straight up, you know, medium swing, like fully swinging, whereas Written in the Stars is more of an R&B kind of thing, so that can fit in. So, you know, you pick accordingly to depending on the show, but it's nice to have all of those songs in my songbook, so if someone says, hey, we want a jazzy band, then we know what to do.
Blueberry Tea is the third song on the EP. We're going to play Written in the Stars in a few seconds.
No, sorry. Blueberry Tea is the first song.
Oh, it's the first. Okay.
Is the jazziest one.
It's the jazziest one. Mm-hmm. It's funny because it feels very much like a Manhattan-style piece that would be, you know, perfect for, you know, for dinner jazz or mm-hmm. something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's listen to Written in the Stars. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this song?
Sure. So this song features my friend Hajil Kaleke from Toronto. He's a spoken word artist that I've known for... but maybe 15 years or so. So we had been rehearsing this song and we recorded it. And Adam was like, it would be really cool if someone was doing some spoken word on the outro. And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh my God, yeah, Hajil, be perfect. He's got that, you know, voice and it's all sultry and stuff. So we had him over and that was that's the one overdub on the album. I lied.
So this is the Joni Narita Quintet. And Written in the Stars, and you can find it on the Beginnings EP, which I presume people can pick up at the show next week?
It's an electronic EP, so it's available on my website, joninarita.com, on CD Baby, and also on iTunes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's great. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Thinking about you, all the crazy little sexy things that you do to keep our love fresh as spring. To keep me anticipating what each day will bring. Every crazy, that's okay. Even with the worst of you, I still feel I have it made. Others may go dull with time, not us. That's just the thing you'll find with real love.
Must have been written in the stars. regrets, I never fret. When you're around, it's the sound of your voice. It's enough to erase a frown, feeling down. When things go wrong, not for long. We rewrite the song and change the lyrics. Build with spirit, love, esoteric, and start bright. Our light survives the night, more light. New dawn rising, it's not surprising that nothing's missing near or far. Our love is a constellation, a meditation written in the stars.
Must be written in the stars, must be written
in the stars.
Must be written in the stars, must be written
in the stars.
Must be written in the stars, must be written.
That's Joni Narita and her quintet and Written in the Stars. Now, that is a song that is part of a new three-song EP entitled Beginnings. Now, I didn't realize that this is just an EP for download, and it's actually really interesting that you said that, because that is so progressive, Joni, to actually not make the hard copy available. I assumed that when I picked it, when I got the songs just over a week ago, that I was getting like the electronic version of probably something that was going to go on disc. But you're absolutely right that actually going ahead and making the songs available digitally, and then maybe down the road, if one or two of them end up on a full-length hard copy album, that would be a good idea. But I mean, as a singer-songwriter who, you know, is making her way in the business, can you talk a little bit about the challenges of getting product out there and the costs involved in producing music?
Yeah, I mean,
like this?
That's essentially why I decided not to do hard copies this round for three songs. I mean, you know, sure, a part of me was like, oh, but it would be so cool, because you'd love to hold that thing in your hand. You know, it's so visceral. But the reality is that for the cost, I just felt it would be better to spend that money somewhere else instead of getting hard copies for the three songs. I figure that doing more EPs more regularly, so basically putting out music more regularly so people can count on new music, you know, at least a couple times a year, is better than waiting sometimes like 2 and 3 years before you get it together when you're doing a full-length album, especially if you're funding it yourself, as I am.
Oh, yeah, I'm complete agreement on that. Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes it scares me when, you know, when we're at a conference and workshop or something, and I'm listening to people talk about how long they've been working on their album and, you know, say, well, you know, I was at a Folk Music Ontario, and I think in October, and there was someone on a panel saying, yeah, well, I'm hoping maybe I'll get my album out next summer or possibly fall. And it's already
which
recorded.
Which turns into winter, and then, you know.
It's already recorded. It's like, no, put it out now. You know, even if you're getting it out online and then deciding what to do with it is the main thing. So this EP has, you have three songs, three different styles of jazz on it. What do you hope that, obviously this will give people listening a chance to get a feel for the different aspects of Joni Narita, but I also imagine from an industry point of view, you're hoping that this will appeal to festival programmers.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to present something that showcased all the different ways that we do jazz in my quintet, and that doesn't necessarily mean one thing. We can do the swing, straight up, you know, mid-tempo 40s, 50s kind of standard tune. We can do the contemporary thing. We can sing a nice slow ballad that, you know, makes you want to fall in love. It's all game. We love it all, truly. And I thought that even as a songwriter, showcasing that I'm able to not just perform these different styles, but I wrote them as well, you know, and crafted them with my band, where I'm really proud of them.
Yeah. Now, this concert that takes place next week, that's at the Guelph Black Heritage Society, which is a really new performance space.
It was well needed, I feel, you know. Yeah. We don't really have a mid-sized place like that that's a concert venue, you know, not a bar, somewhere that people can really go and listen to the music and you can feel like you're putting on a proper show. So I'm really excited to play there.
So the show takes place Saturday, March the 29th at 8 p.m.
Yep.
Just give people a feel for what they can expect.
Well, for the first time, I will be playing without my drummer, Adam Bowman. It'll be my first show in 8 years without him. In his stead, we have a wonderful drummer by the name of Mark Kelso from Toronto. He's a little bit of a big wig, head of the drum department at Humber College, and has played with some of the best of the best. I'm a little intimidated, you know. He's played with some of my idols and stuff, so I have to keep all those nerves under control. But yeah, we'll be doing a mix. I've been calling lately the non-jazz aspect of my stuff adult pop, infused by soul music, and hopefully that'll satisfy the people who need to know exactly what style it is. So, you know, I'm influenced by people like Stevie Wonder and Bill Withers. I'm influenced also by great songwriters like John Mayer. I don't necessarily go that rock in my show. It's pretty much a pop show that is influenced by jazz and soul. So that's what people can expect. Good tunes, tapping the toes, little saxophone action with Jane Ellington, who is amazing.
And a lot of beautiful between-song banter, I would imagine. We're going to listen to, let's listen to the third track from the EP. We had a bit of a discussion as to which track came first, if it was a digital download. But let's listen to Blueberry Tea, and then we'll wrap up by talking a little bit about some other things going on.
Awesome.
So Blueberry Tea is more of a
straight up swinger.
Yeah. So, again, this was just to showcase another style that you do?
Well, I put it on the EP for that reason, but I wrote it. It just came to me one day, as a lot of my songs do. I like the lyrics of this song. It's basically, we can choose to be happy. You know, it's a choice. And as soon as you start choosing it, it gets easier to keep choosing it.
So this is Blueberry Tea by the Joni Narita Quintet, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
No one wants you when you are lonely. Believe me, no one wants to be around a frown. You'd be wise to disguise ongoing moping. Yes, baby, it's true. You better turn yourself around. Think of roses and blueberry tea. First love that ever left you weak at the knees. You can sing a silly song, play it on your lips all day long.
That is the Joni Narita Quintet and Blueberry Tea. I'm Jan Hall, joined by Joni Narita. Adam Bowman is in the background here. He's, every now and again, he wants to say something, but knows that he's not the focus of the interview today. But we're having a great discussion about, you know, this whole idea of how you put music out and, you know, talking about, you know, slaving away over a new album and spending 2 to 3 years mm-hmm. trying to get it out there and then struggling to try and do everything you need to do to try and get people to
promote it, yeah.
To buy it. Yeah. When at the end of the day, probably the better route is to get the music online first and then down the road create hard copy versions that mm-hmm. complement what you're already doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I am completely in your camp.
Cheers.
On
Thank
this
you.
Three-track EP. The only issue we would have is which track comes first. But So you've got this show next week. What other things do you have going on in the pipeline as well?
I have a show in Hamilton on Thursday, April the 3rd at Artward Art Bar.
Oh, it's a great place.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Love them. They're so sweet. So looking forward to that. I haven't played Hamilton in a couple years. The big news, though, is playing or singing, rather, with the KW Symphony Orchestra on April 25th and 26th for a Ray Charles tribute with a guest conductor, Matt Cuttingnub from Hawaii.
Oh, that's good. So tell us a little bit more about that. So you said April
25th and 26th. Yeah.
Oh, and is that, where is that in the Sentinel
Square? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I know. Wow. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, you know, we once went to see Rita Chiarelli playing with Kate. She played with, was it the KW Symphony? Oh, I know she did an album with Uptown Goes Downtown with the Thunder Bay Symphony,
okay.
which is an amazing album.
Cool.
Really turned us on to her music. But I love people getting up and playing with symphonies. Oh, yeah. I just think it is just so cool.
Yeah.
So are the other vocalists, or is this going to be?
I'm the main vocalist, but the conductor / saxophone player that they've hired from Hawaii, he also sings, although I'll be doing majority of the singing.
Cool. So give us what songs, I mean, you know, it's a Ray Charles tribute. What songs are you going to be performing?
What I'd Say, Georgia on My Mind, You're Gonna Leave Me. Wow, name is escaping me. Crying Time, great little duet, kind of like a country song. What else am I doing? I'm doing America the Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
I know. I was like, okay.
That'd be interesting to see what sort of arrangement you put to that.
I think that
song, I mean, it's not one of my favorite songs. That will depend all on the arrangement.
Well, we're doing Ray Charles's arrangement,
yeah,
which is, you know, better. But all the hits.
Make sure you send me the information on that, because I would love to publicize that. Maybe it's time that we had another trip to the center of the square, because we love going there. It's a great venue. And mm-hmm.
There's going to be a symphony.
You know, yeah, no, and I love
childhood dream.
I love crossover stuff. So, well, look, I wanted to thank you for coming in. Let's just remind people about the event next week. So if you want to
just
give us all the details on that, we do have it on our website at folkrootsradio.com. We'll make sure it's on the Facebook page as well.
So it is next Saturday, March the 29th, at the Guelph Black Heritage Society, which is 83 Essex Street here in Guelph. The show starts at 8 p.m. and it's $20 at the door. And we promise you'll have a good time.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody will definitely have a good time. That sounds like a great gig. So if you need something to do Saturday, March the 29th, you know what to do. We're going to play one more song. Unfortunately, it's not from the EP. We're going to dip back into your back catalog, and we're getting a little bit of R&B from the album Bare Truth that I think came out in 2009, trying to remember.
11.
You see, we got the wrong date there. Okay, so tell us, we're going to listen to a track called The Trouble. Do you want to just introduce that?
Sure. The Trouble is definitely one of my favorite songs, mostly because I had some great guest artists on this one. Chris Rouse doing organs and keys. He really helped bring the song to light. It also highlights some of the social-based writing that I do sometimes. And we often end with this song. And it just, I don't know, it just makes me feel like the 70s and we're doing stuff and we're going to change the world.
Well, you know, if you are checking out Joni Narita music, if you go to joninarita.com, definitely check out The Bare Truth. It's a great album. And I love the R&B. I mean, I love the jazz as well, but I especially love your R&B
Thanks.
Stuff. This is Joni Narita from the album The Bare Truth and The Trouble, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFOU 93.3 FM in Guelph. It's been a pleasure, Joni.
Thank you so much, Jen.
So much trouble in the world. Sometimes I wonder if we'll ever get it right. Trouble with a greedy man, he don't know how he's missing out. Just one mention of a higher cause and he's sure to stomp it right out. He's in trouble, he needs our love too. We'll keep trying our best to get through. Up in here.
Oh, Lord.
Hit me. That's right.